So I'm curious, what is the biggest, greatest surprise you've ever had? What's the biggest thing that's happened to you, the most wonderful thing that ever happened to you that you never expected? Was it landing your dream job? Was it finding out you were going to have a baby when you thought you couldn't? Wow. What was it? What was your biggest surprise? Yeah, Jordana?
One of my favorite teachers that I've wanted for so long. And as soon as I was in grade three, I got him.
Oh, wow. So Jordana loved this teacher at her school. And she really wanted to have him as her own teacher. And finally, when she got to grade three, she did. That would have been a wonderful surprise in September. Yeah.
In my class, when I was in kindergarten, mm-hmm. I really wanted my teacher, Miss Sky. And then when I moved into grade one, I got Miss Sky.
Oh, so you had a similar, almost the same kind of experience with Miss Sky in grade one. Exciting. Tell me, what other best surprises have you had? Biggest surprises? None of you have had any big surprises? We've had so many, it's hard to pick. I understand, Sally.
Baby boys that were less than 10 days old.
Oh. For those who didn't hear that, Sally got to adopt two baby boys who were less than 10 days old. There's an amazing surprise. Wow. This is going to sound like I'm pandering. But it's totally honest. In my recent memory, one of the greatest surprises of my life was finding out that you wanted me to come here. Right? But tell the truth, you weren't that surprised. I was pretty surprised because I didn't even know I was looking for another job. At first, you know, yeah. Any other big surprises you want to tell us about? Yeah, Donovan? You had a birthday? Did you have a party?
Yeah.
Was that a surprise?
Kind of.
Kind of? Was how wonderful it was, the surprise?
Well, I got a lot of toys.
Oh, you got some great toys for your birthday. Those are wonderful surprises, aren't they, when you open up a gift or a bunch of them and you love it? Oh, that's great. Did you have one, Noah? Tell me.
My surprise, yesterday I got mine. Surprise birthday is I got Monster Trucks toys for everybody.
Oh, wow! You got Monster Truck toys for everybody?
Yeah.
That's a great surprise. Thank you for sharing that. All right. Well, if you think of the biggest surprise you ever had, even Sally's, which so far sounds like the most amazing one I've heard so far today, to find out that someone you thought was dead is alive. Someone you love. Someone you'd given your heart to. Can you imagine? But they couldn't believe it either, you know, at the beginning. They really couldn't. Even the women had trouble believing it. In those days, you know, they didn't have Disney. So they didn't believe necessarily in happy endings all the time. This was really unexpected. As Madeleine L'Engle, the wonderful author, says, happy endings has never been that easy to believe in, actually. After the crucifixion, the defeated little band of disciples had no hope. They had no expectation of resurrection. They really didn't expect it. They thought the world had been right and that they were wrong. Even when the women told the disciples about the empty tomb and the message that Christ was alive, they found it nearly impossible to believe that it was not all over. But it wasn't all over. It was just the beginning. The beginning of an amazing movement of followers of Christ. It's hard for us to believe, isn't it? Because we don't have the benefit of seeing Jesus in person, at least not in the same way. But I wonder if some of the great surprises of our lives, the ones that we hardly even want to talk about, have given us glimpses of Jesus being alive in our own world, in our own time. We have hope in the face of calamity and death because we dare to trust in resurrection. Flowers and butterflies and all the other signs that we have, eggs, cake. Those are great signs of new life. But they don't really capture the amazingness of resurrection itself. This is truly the greatest miracle of all. Life coming out of death. Not just life coming from seeds that were dormant, but actually dead. We don't believe because we just have heard the story. We believe because we have experienced it. We have seen it. We don't always call it resurrection. But we can tell stories, hopefully many of us, of things that were dead that came to life again. My Uncle Jack, when his children were still very young, was diagnosed with terminal cancer. They said he was going to die. He had cancer. And this was back in the 70s. Cancer treatment wasn't nearly as good back then. And you know, they said he was going to die in his 40s, but he lived until he was 70. That was a kind of resurrection. And I won't get into the whole story now, but sometime I will tell you the story of Karen and my marriage. We really thought it was dead. We really, really did.
and we experienced resurrection. And I hope you'll think about some of your own experiences in your own lives where you have been touched by resurrection. But when we say we believe in resurrection, it may not be exactly the way we read about it this morning. You know what? The Bible doesn't even agree on how resurrection happened. There's at least 5 different stories about how it happened and what happened and who saw Jesus and who didn't. And we tell them all. They don't even agree on who first saw the empty tomb or who first saw Jesus. Paul says it was the apostles, the big 11 disciples. Luke, who we read this morning, says it was the women. Matthew says the same thing. There are different stories. How we understand resurrection can be different. Christians have been fighting about it for years, centuries, millennia. But we believe because we have heard and seen that God can bring life out of death. It is wonderful. It is unbelievable. Diana Butler Bass says that the resurrection is not one thing, it's a prismatic mystery. Now, there's a phrase for you. Prismatic, like a prism. All those different colors, a prismatic mystery. It's an unwordable story of God and Jesus and us. We try to put a lot of words to it, especially us preachers, but it's kind of indescribable. It's an experience of the beyond breaking in. The reality of love and life and justice and joy, no matter the power of death. One story, a single angle of vision can't begin to explain or communicate it. Whatever happened on that morning a long time ago keeps happening now. To me, to millions of others in thousands of different ways and multiple times and places. Diana once asked an old bishop if he believed really in resurrection. He said, "Do I believe in resurrection? Of course I believe in resurrection. I've seen it too many times not to." I dare say, even in the most horrible place, in places like Ukraine, in Yemen, people are seeing resurrection happen. Hope in the midst of total despair. Friends, this is our story. It is incredible. It is wonderful. It is indescribable. It is unbelievable, and it is true. Thanks be to God.